The Naus brothers founded Naus Berry Farm in the 1950s on 80 acres where they would grow strawberries, tomatoes, and squash. At some point, they added a little bakery off to the side. Their descendants run the place now, the women in blue jeans, the men in beards that honor the family's German Baptist faith. The farm does fine, but the bakery is why people line up for hours every morning during the holidays.
I don't know, they just come. We bake and they come.
What they bake are cinnamon buns from an old Naus family recipe, says manager and Naus descendant Rachel Graff. They are said to be extremely good cinnamon buns. Boosted by social media and rapturous Yelp reviews, they've gone viral over the years. During the holidays, South Floridians demand them.
We've been standing in line two hours.
It feels like 2 years.
Terry Munoz and selected family members are back in the cinnamon bun line for their third or fourth Christmas Eve.
I have part of my family here. The rest is working. Now I go home and I have to start cooking.
But you regret not a minute of this?
No, we don't. It'll be worth every minute that I spent here.
The line is long, the sun is hot, but it's Christmas. People are socializing and reconnecting since the last time they stood in the cinnamon bun line together.
We got here at about 9:15. What time is it?
10:39.
The testy guy with the watch is Glenn Murphy, who drove down from Broward County with Terry McIntyre for his first taste of Naus Berry Farm cinnamon buns. He's having a great time pretending to be annoyed.
An hour in the car, an hour in line to get a cinnamon bun that I could go 20 feet from my house and get from Panera.
Bystanders tell Glenn knowingly they expect to see him in the line again next year. If you'd like to see what the fuss is all about, drive south on Dixie Highway to 248th Street, go right, drive 113 more blocks, and bring cash. Like a lot of addictive things, you can't buy the cinnamon buns with a credit card. I'm Rick Stone in Homestead.